You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? I'm your host, Chris. This is my stunningly beautiful co-host, Lisa.
Hello.
How you doing tonight, Lisa?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great now that we're about to watch another movie. We're continuing the guinea pig series.
Yeah, Guinea Pig 4, Devil Woman Doctor.
I'm excited for this one. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah, I'm super excited.
I can tell this one's going to get wild, man.
Well, the pictures look kind of weird, so probably is.
I mean, we watched that third one. That third one was crazy. So it kind of seems like this one's going to be even crazier. Let's see. All right. So this one's directed by Hajime Tabe.
Sorry, I can't even see it. I'm too far away.
A new director. I think all the directors so far have been... It's been a new director for every movie.
Yeah, hasn't it been a new one for every movie?
I think so.
Okay.
All right, we got our writer, Satoru Ogura. He's been...
That's a familiar name, huh?
Yeah. I think he's been the writer for every single one, and he directed the first one.
Oh, okay.
It looks like Hajime Tabe helped write this one, too.
Okay, so he wrote and directed.
For our stars on this wonderful movie, we got Mitsuru Fukikoshi and Kabuhi Hayashi. I'm trying my best, man.
Yeah.
And Masime Hisamoto and a whole lot of others. I was looking at Hajime Tabe's directing history.
Yeah.
And looks like this is the only guinea pig he's directed. And the only other thing he's known for is a 1988 movie called Star Virgin.
Oh, that sounds like a good one.
Yeah. I'm looking at the cover on it. It kind of reminds me of like Power Rangers or something.
It does kind of look like a Power Rangers cover.
If a Power Ranger was dressed in an atomic bikini.
Yeah, a bikini. A super heroine dressed in an atomic bikini sets out to save a friend from monsters, aliens, robots, and a villain who wants to destroy Japan.
Guinea Pig 4. Looks like it came out in 1986.
1986.
All right, I don't really have much on this one, Lee, so what do you say we just get right into the movie?
Yeah, man, let's just watch this thing.
Fucking go for it.
Man.
Well, that was Guinea Pig 4.
That was fucking Guinea Pig 4. Devil Woman Doctor.
How do you feel about that one, Lee?
God, I... It's been a long time. I think that might be the fucking worst one, though.
Dude, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah, like, it was so bad. There was, like, no special effects. Like,
yeah. Okay, there was a couple okay things.
I guess. But, like, the whole time she was ripping that guy apart.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't showing anything at all except for her grabbing fucking handfuls of plastic.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see this weird skinless body.
The skinless guy was pretty decent.
Yeah, I guess.
But, yeah, that flesh that she tore off was obviously, like, plastic film.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this one's, like... It's like a pure comedy.
Yeah, man. It was definitely more funny than anything else.
Yeah. That's all it had going for it, I think. It's just pure comedy.
Yeah, I think that's the only good thing it had. Like, I honestly don't know if it's worse than the first one, but it's pretty damn close.
Yeah, that one's the tough call. That's the call I can't really make. I think I am going to put this one at the bottom. I think the first one's better than this one.
I mean, I honestly think so too, just because it's supposed to be like a horror movie. Like a weird, freaking gory kind of thing. And this didn't really have any of that.
Yeah, I mean, damn.
I expected a lot more, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it is the guinea pig series, so I guess you do expect horror from it, right?
I mean, I do. I don't really know if that's what it's supposed to be, but that's what I thought it was supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Guinea pig's fucking guinea pig. You expect to see, you know, some crazy special effects, some... blood and guts and stuff, and... well, it was pretty weak on all fronts.
Yeah, scroll back down there. The reviews, the first one was like really funny.
Yeah.
That's the review for the movie. Really funny. Yeah. Fun for the whole family.
And I mean, I would kind of agree.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure that's a movie our kids could watch.
Yeah.
There was nothing crazy about it.
Nah. And, you know, the third one we watched, Guinea Pig 3, went more comedy than the other two, the first two. But it was... God
dang it, remind me what Guinea Pig 3 was.
Guinea Pig 3, he never dies.
He never dies. Yeah, okay,
he wants to kill himself. Yeah. And he tries to slit his wrist and stuff. Uh-huh. Doesn't work. So he's like... hey, I can't die. I'm about to do some crazy shit.
Yeah. No, I remember now.
Yeah, he ends up fucking decapitated on the kitchen table or the living room table.
Yeah.
It was funny, but it was...
it was. But there was still a little more to it. This one, I feel like, is just funny.
Yeah, this one, I think, went a little bit too far in one direction, the funny direction. And it didn't have the fucking blood and guts like I'm looking for, man.
Yeah.
Especially in a guinea pig movie.
Yeah, it really didn't have anything.
Let's read some of these comments, Liz. I don't think this is a good movie in the sense that it's well made or something influential. Just fun. I think the drag looks pretty neat and black.
I guess I'm just like crazy because I didn't even notice the drag. And then I saw up there that it said something like cross-dressing transsexual.
Yeah. Yeah. The devil woman doctor's a drag queen.
Oh, see, I didn't even notice. That's crazy.
Apparently,
oh, in the description right there, a drag queen doctor named Peter conducts experiments on patients which end up in anguish. Damn, if only I would have read the description.
Yeah, I mean, did they say it in the movie, though?
I don't think so. I didn't see anything about it.
There's nothing about drag queen or Peter.
Yeah, I know.
But, well, there was one Peter, a stretchy one. Lots of smegma.
Yeah, it had lots of smegma.
Did not really enjoy this one very much. Akihata makes for a pretty sexy drag MILF. Don't get me wrong, but the comedy was just way more missed than hit for my taste. 12 minutes left. Gotta say, not bad at all. On to part 3 next.
Why would you do part 3 after part 4?
fucking Bruce Willis, man. He does what he wants.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
It's nice to have something comedic on this site. While this is meant to be a comedy, this also very much belongs on this website as well. No direct requests for anything, but it would be great to see. Okay, whatever. This had a touch of David Cronenberg in it.
That comment is literally just LOL.
Lol.
Yeah, that's how I feel too, man.
Yeah. We love the Devil Woman, but this movie is more comedy than anything. No horror, no gore, just goofy Japanese skits.
Yep.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man.
I don't even know how I'm going to do like a movie breakdown for this thing. Like,
Yeah, we're supposed to talk through the whole thing, huh?
Yeah, dude, I don't know that I can do it. This was just not good. Yeah. I had such high hopes for this movie.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, that's, yeah, I don't think we're gonna do a breakdown for this one.
Okay. We can come back and do it some other time if we decide to, but.
Well, I'm not. All right, so Devil Woman Doctor.
Yeah. Devil Woman Doctor.
Yeah, so this one's, it's, yeah, it's really is pure comedy, man. This reminds me of, like, those trauma movies. I know you haven't seen a lot of them, you know, like the Toxic Avenger and stuff like that. Just freaking goofy movies, man. And this woman is a terrible doctor.
Yeah, probably like the worst doctor ever.
She leads the movie like, oh, people call me the Devil Woman Doctor, but I'm not the devil. The patients are the devil.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure she's just fucking killing all her patients on purpose.
I think so, too.
She purposely blew up all those people's heads. Like, what was she doing?
She said, hey. She said, hey, these people have this weird disease called exploding head disease, where if they get really upset, their heads explode. And so we're going to do these tests on them where we're going to make them really upset and see if their heads explode.
Yeah. She just said all this fucking shit to him, like, hey, you bald piece of shit. And his head exploded. All right. So, yeah, that works. And then what else did she say
to him? I also wanted to talk about how each thing was divided into, like, almost chapters.
Yeah, no. Like,
carte or something?
What's a carte?
It's a Japanese word that means patient's chart or clinical records. Carte is a Japanese word that means patient's chart or clinical records. So I guess it kind of makes sense with the Devil Woman Doctor thing. She's, you know, these are their charts.
Like patient one, patient two. Yeah, so I mean, she's just fucking blowing this whole family's heads up.
Mm-hmm.
She just blew up that baby's head, too. I can't remember what she said to the baby.
I don't remember what she said to the baby, but the baby's head exploded. She fucking
blew that baby's head up.
Yeah.
And, you know, after you blow up at least two heads, I think you've blown up enough heads. You've done enough tests. It works. Maybe.
Nope, she had to make sure to get the whole family.
Maybe you could try to stop the heads blowing up, Devil Woman Doctor. But no, you decimated that entire family.
And then she moved on to the next one that was like, oh, they have exploding heart disease.
Yeah.
We've been training her. She should be good now. We're going to do the final test.
She's like, yeah, I've trained all my life to not let my heart explode.
Yeah. And the devil woman doctor goes, ah, and her heart explodes.
And that's that.
Yeah. I don't really remember what came after that.
Yeah, I don't
know. I mean, you know.
But that's just...
It was just, yeah, a series of her just doing these weird things to kill her patients, basically.
And I mean, I think so far, the guinea pig series have has shown a pretty competent use of special effects. Like, everything's been pretty fucking gnarly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, for the time period, they've been doing all right with special effects, I guess.
Yeah.
And even the ones that weren't, like, I don't know, even when they weren't really good special effects, they at least had special effects.
Yeah.
This movie was basically like, we're going to do everything off camera.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the heads exploding, it was just firecrackers.
Yeah, dude, it was just obviously fake bodies with fake heads that were being blown up.
And the heart exploding was, you know, just a little blood packet in the shirt.
Blood packet in her shirt that exploded.
Man, I don't know, man. See, like, these weren't any worse than the first movie, Guinea Pig 1. Guinea Pig 1 has some stupid special effects, but I don't know, man. I don't know why I like that one
better.
Guinea
Pig 1 had some really bad special effects, but they made up for it in the end with the really good special effects.
Yeah. That's what I was waiting for, like, you know, a grand finale on this one that was going to be absolutely insane.
Me too. And then it just never happened. It was like just nothing.
And I think where Guinea Pig 1 kind of beats out this one, it's like just kind of like the whole like atmosphere of the movie. There was a, you know, it was almost like a snuff film, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it had a little sense of dread to it, even though the special effects were bad in some points.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one's just pure fucking comedy. And I don't know.
Yeah, and like she does like little, like each chapter's almost like a video of her doing these experiments on patients. And at the end, like every patient pretty much is dead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it moves on to the next patient. And it doesn't escalate at all. Like there's no real escalation. It all just kind of stays the same. It's all just kind of funny and not really showing anything.
Yeah, it escalates or gets lower.
Yeah.
Like they start off with exploding heads and exploding hearts. And then it's like, yo, I'm a zombie.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's like a lady in love with a zombie. Like.
And he's just like, yeah, I'm a zombie.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the cannibal thing. And mm-hmm. It's like.
They're like, oh, we're gonna have this whole cannibal party, this cannibal dinner party.
It was pretty funny though. He's like, this one, bluntly put, is a pussy.
Yeah, they were showing all the freaking body parts and shit.
And man, it's just like, and nobody ate it.
Nobody did anything. Like everybody they interviewed was like, oh, I'm not into this. I don't want to do this.
Like, they filmed the whole spread and talked about every dish, but, like, there's nobody eating it.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to see people eating it and fucking puking and eating this fucking bloody-looking pussy.
Yeah.
And that was a missed opportunity, in my opinion. And then the devil woman doctor turns into a fucking janitor or something.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was so confused.
Like, I don't know, because I don't know if she's doing some undercover work or what, dude. But she becomes a janitor. She puts on some glasses. Mm-hmm. Dances around with a fucking mop outside for a little while. Man, yeah, I don't know if I just missed something or what. Yeah, and then she goes on a date with the zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about how cool his girlfriend is.
Yeah.
And she's just like feeding him drinks or something, spraying him with bug spray.
Yeah. And putting air fresheners in his pocket.
And then I think they said something like, hey, you won't come to my house?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure she banged out that zombie. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It just was not good.
Yeah, dude, I'm disappointed. And then,
like, they ended the movie with, like, I don't know, man. It was almost like bloopers or something. But all of them just shoving the iron pie in each other's faces.
Yeah, it wasn't bloopers. It was just, you know, a funny thing to do during the credits, I think.
Yeah, I know. But like I said, it just seemed almost like bloopers because how they were all just like funny about it.
Yeah. And then there was the moving tattoo.
The moving tattoo was so stupid.
Yeah, it was just stop motion. The tattoo moved around.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately said, like, oh, it's going in its ass.
Yeah.
And it did. But then it popped back out on his butt cheek.
Yeah. She had her Freddy Krueger glove she was going to extract the moving tattoo with.
Yeah. And she starts slicing his fucking butt open.
But you don't see any of it.
You don't see shit.
You just see her face, basically.
Yeah. Pulling up. Just the worst pieces of skin I've ever seen in my life.
It was like pieces of plastic. Yeah, it was literally just handfuls of plastic. And so at first, like the first time she pulled up that piece of plastic, I thought, well, that's got to be the tattoo, right? Because it's not skin.
Yeah.
And they were like, nope, we didn't get it.
Yeah.
And they just kept going. And every time they're just pulling up pieces of plastic and saying they didn't get the tattoo.
5, 6, 7, 8 times, just pieces of plastic.
Yeah.
And you think it's going nowhere. And it's where it kind of got me was that dude fucking leaned up and he's just fucking skinless. That was pretty good.
Yeah. So you haven't saw anything from the guy laying on the table. It's just her pulling skin out. It's just plastic. And then all of a sudden he just sits up and he's just fucking a body with no skin.
That was probably the highlight of the movie for me.
That was the only, like, good part.
Yeah, because, like, I didn't, like, jump really, but I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely the best part for me. I think it's just because, like, I don't know. It looks so fucking stupid with the skin. And then all of a sudden,
there was also the one part with the guy with the stomach on his... Or the face on his stomach, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't even understand that one. I don't know where that one was going or what happened.
I don't either. He just had a fucking...
He just had a face on his stomach and she just talked to it.
Yeah. It talked back and...
Yeah.
That was that.
She was basically like the therapist between him and his face stomach. Stomach face.
Yeah. But man,
it's a weird ass movie.
Yeah, there's not much else to it. I mean, it's just, it's funny. I mean, it was funny. I laughed a lot at it.
It was definitely funny.
Don't go into it expecting a horror movie or any kind of, you know, gore or anything like that.
Yeah, for sure.
You're probably going to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we missed that one part where, I don't know, she threw a cat in the garbage and then...
Yeah.
Like, it turned into a weird ball of flesh and started stalking somebody.
It started stalking her.
No, that was different.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I would like to point out that fucking severed head on the cannibalism scene. I swear it's the... woman from Guinea Pig 2.
I don't know, man. It might be.
There's a couple of people that I'm like, those have been in Guinea Pig movies. The severed head is the victim in Guinea Pig 2.
Maybe.
And I'm pretty sure, fuck, the girlfriend of the zombie is the girlfriend in Guinea Pig 3.
Is it?
100%. I already know. Yep, right there.
Okay. I guess you were right about that.
Yeah, yeah, she's a fucking bitch, dude. Yeah, she was talking shit to that fucking zombie. Like, oh, why are you so stiff? Bitch, I'm a zombie.
Oh, God, what was it? Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah. And then on Guinea Pig
2. He said, I can't help it, I'm stiff. Rigor mortis set in.
Yeah. Yeah, and on Guinea Pig 3, she walks into the fucking bloody room with a severed head on the coffee table. She's
Oh,
why isn't this room clean?
Why is this room such a mess?
And there's just a severed head dancing around on the table.
Yeah, and she's just like, God damn it, dude, get up and clean this house. You got a whole head. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, this bitch is ridiculous, man. Yeah, I swear there was more. I've recognized a few people that I think have been in other Guinea Pig movies. But
yeah.
So the zombie girlfriend is confirmed, but I am 100% sure that severed head was probably the severed head on Guinea Pig 2.
Maybe.
Might be wrong. Maybe I'm not 100% sure. I'm 98% sure. But anyway, Lace, I guess we gotta rate this thing.
Yep.
What are you thinking?
Man, I don't know. It's been too long. What did I give the first one? Like half a star or something? I think you gave it
one or something like that.
Well, this is worse than the first one. I'm going to go half a star.
Half a star?
Half a star.
It was a half a star movie for you.
I think so, man. I really did not like this at all. I would rather watch the first one again than watch this again.
I agree with you, but I don't know. It does have comedic value.
I guess, if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. It didn't meet guinea pig expectations. I don't know, man. The guinea pig seems to be a crazy thing, man. You never know what you're going to get. But it's not what I expected. I mean, now that I know, maybe I can temper my expectations. But I don't know if I'm going to give it half a star.
Well, I'm pretty sure you rated the first one higher than I did.
Yeah, I think you gave it like 2.5 or something like that.
Something.
I think that I will give Guinea Pig 4 2 stars. Like I said, it does have comedic value.
Uh-huh.
And the skinless guy was pretty cool.
I guess.
That's about it, man. I mean, it's funny.
Yeah.
All right, Lace. Spicy scale. How spicy is this movie? Oh, God.
I can't do this. Every single time I tell you, I can't do this.
This movie is...
This movie is a fucking spicy McChicken.
Nah, this isn't even as spicy as McChicken, bruh. This movie's Taco Bell mild sauce.
That's a good one, yeah. Taco Bell mild sauce.
Like you were saying, Lisa, we could probably let the kids watch this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I could probably recommend this movie to literally anybody. I don't know if I would do it because it sucks.
I definitely would not.
But...
I would not recommend this movie to people. I would, even if I was recommending the guinea pig movies, I would be like, Guinea Pig 4 sucks.
I mean, yeah, no, it's really hard to recommend this because it's not a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's funny, but every other comedy movie is probably funnier.
Yeah.
It's not a good bridge into kind of more hardcore horror.
Nope.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess this movie is hard to recommend. Damn. All right. Well, shit. Okay, so we got our Wall of Fame.
Yeah.
Where's this? I think we've been on the same track. We have guinea pig one at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Then guinea pig two, then guinea pig three.
Yeah, so I think this is the new bottom.
You're going to put this one dead bottom?
Yeah, I'm going to put this one below guinea pig one. I think guinea pig one is a better movie than this.
Damn. I think I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah. You know it's true.
I really do, man. It sucks, but I just cannot get behind this movie.
Yep. It wasn't good.
Well, shit. All right, at least I'm bringing back the good, the bad, and the fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Or I think I called it the good and bad and the ugly.
But. Yeah.
Okay, so give me one good thing about the movie.
Oh, God. One good thing about the movie. Ugh. It was funny.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. I mean, it was funny. I laughed a lot.
Yeah, me too.
All right, what's your bad?
There was, like, no gore.
Yeah, Lisa needs fucking tons of blood in her movies, dude.
I really don't, but if you're going to watch a horror movie, it's got to have some kind of gore.
Lisa needs to be seeing some shit.
I don't.
Damn, I think I got to agree with you on this one, too. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. I just come to expect a certain level of special effects and blood and gore and all that from guinea pig.
Yeah. And we did not get it with this movie.
It was weak there. Yeah, so that's my bad, too. All right, so what's the most fucked up part of this movie?
Okay, I mean, I think the most fucked up, like, weirdest part is the guys talking shit.
Oh, yeah.
Was it talking or was it just moving? Maybe it wasn't talking.
It was doing something. It was bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that, man.
Yeah, dude, the four guys that was sitting there comparing their diseases.
That was the grand finale.
That was the grand finale, yeah. Four guys sitting around comparing their diseases. Didn't
really have anything wrong with them.
I mean, it was weird because they would be like, oh, I have this wrong with me. And then the next one would be like, well, I have this wrong with me. And then by like the third or fourth round, we get back to the first one and he's like, I just freak out all the time. And then he just starts like freaking out. And it's like, you haven't been doing that this whole fucking time. But now every few seconds, you just have to freak out.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my heart moves. And he's like, ugh.
Yeah, my heart moves.
Now it's in my mouth and he bloop, 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 bloop.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes to his foot.
It's in my foot.
And then the one guy's like, yo, man, everything stretches on me.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls out a super stretchy nipple.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he stretches his dick out. He's like, yeah, look at all this smegma.
Well, he stretches his dick out and they're like, oh, that doesn't sound like a very bad thing. Yeah, and he was like, it would be okay if the whole dick stretched, but it's just the skin that stretches. There's so much smegma. Yeah,
and then one guy's like, yo, I got talking poop. And then he reaches under his chair and pulls out his Tupperware container that he has contained his poop in.
Yeah, he's like, I saved it from this morning.
Opens her up, and there's a little talking poop in there, just moving around and, I don't know, singing or something.
Yeah, it was kind of like the poop from South Park.
It was. Yes, Mr. Hanky.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the name, Mr. Hanky.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was weird.
Like, I wanted those guys to die. And yeah. Then the devil woman doctor comes up to the front of the screen, says, hey, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the movie.
And that's the end of the movie. The only people she didn't kill
are the most annoying fuckers on the planet.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that was on purpose. But, oh, we didn't talk about the guy that's like, man, every time I sweat, I just bleed.
Oh, yeah.
And then she snaps her fingers and he just pukes blood.
Yeah, he was like, every time I sweat, I bleed. I just sweat blood.
He's like, help me.
And she was like, I'll take care of this. We just got to get rid of the extra blood. And he was like, oh, you're just going to draw some blood? And she was like, no, nothing that crazy. And then he just starts throwing up blood.
Yeah, man, I couldn't even follow half the shit.
Yeah, man, it was a really hard movie to follow. Like, there was just some weird shit happening. And then it just wasn't what you expected from a fucking guinea pig movie.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, though, that you did not answer what your ugly.
Oh, yeah. Is. Okay, so mine has got to be the skinless guy. When she's pulling the skin on, the tattoo guy.
Yeah, when he sits up and it's just when a skinless he sits up body.
Yeah, that one was good, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my, what the fuck are you watching? Play of the week.
I think talking poop is better.
Well, I guess that's it for Guinea Pig 4, Devil Woman Doctor.
I think we've said all we can say about Guinea Pig 4, Devil Woman Doctor.
Let's hope that number 5 redeems itself.
I really hope so.
Number 5 is going to be Mermaid in a Manhole. I'm excited for it.
I think it's going to be a good one. But I had my hopes up for this one, so I don't know.
Yeah. I think this is going to be our first returning director.
Okay.
Hideshi Hino's.
Yeah.
Coming back. He did Guinea Pig 2.
Yeah, so maybe it'll be good.
I think it's going to be damn good, but I've been wrong before.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I guess we're going to get out of here.
Yep. And we'll see you next time for Guinea Pig 5.
Yeah. Say bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Bye.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.